This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 7:46 right now. You're with me, Melissa Idris, also Julian Ng and Ibrahim Sani. Public Bank, they've announced earnings that has climbed 5% to 1.2 billion ringgit in the first quarter, and this is from 1.17 billion a year ago. They say this reflects the continued growth in retail earnings against what has been a backdrop of economic headwinds.
You know, Public Bank is often said to be one of the best run bank in the country, and it makes sense because if you look at the barometers, for instance, cost to income ratio, Public Bank is 31%. That means for every dollar that they make, 30 cents is their cost. If you compare that against Maybank, CIMB and Hong Leong, they're like 45, 48%, even 55% for CIMB. PB ratio is also very high compared to other banks at 2.3. Other banks are at 1.3 for Maybank, 1 for CIMB, 1.2 for Hong Leong. The most telling barometer for Public Bank being one of the best run bank in the country is their return on earnings, which is by far head and shoulders above the rest.
I think this is why Public Bank's share price has done very well over the years, because of this cost control. It is not necessarily comfortable for employees because they have to, you know, go through that kind of cost control. And cost control does not always result in efficiency. It just means that you have a very dogmatic approach to how you run your company. But I guess shareholders are very happy with that. And over the years, they have profited a lot from the share price trajectory.
So consumer banking will definitely drive local banks' stability. Other banks' consumer businesses includes CIMB. They're trying to ramp up their consumer business under their T18 strategy or Target 18. Right now, their consumer business brings to about 30-40% of their total group. They want to push it up to 60% within two years. Maybank is a strong consumer bank, and therefore they have registered strong earnings. The moral of the story here is that consumer banks will stay for a long time, but not so much the investment banking arm.
Well, Public Bank was one of the few banks that didn't go through the MSS or VSS, right? So, I mean, clearly...
Their costs are already so low.
Yeah, their costs are so low. So, I mean, they were sheltered from having to do that. But whether or not this will remain the case... Who knows?
Yeah, I also think there is a succession issue with Public Bank because we're talking about octogenarian here, Tay Hong Piao, who owns a quarter of Public Bank, which has also made him an extremely rich person. So what do you do post Tay Hong Piao? Are there any viable candidates to go up there? I think that in the face of ideas about mega merger and things like that, a lot of, I guess, predatory acquisitions are circling around Public Bank as well. We don't know about it, but someone may be planning something somewhere.
We may not be privy to that.
But then again, at a price to book of 2.3 times, it used to be over 3 times, I guess, before the market downturn. It's even more difficult to take over a bank like Public Bank. I mean, would you, as let's say CIMB, trading at about 1 point something right now, even below 1 time right now, take over a Public Bank, which is doubly expensive compared to your bank?
The only thing that remains compelling is their profit centers. If you look at profit that they make times divided by the number of branches, you're going to get a very, very high profit per branch. Public Bank has about 19 million ringgit per profit per branch. That number pales in comparison, say, for instance, to Maybank, CIMB and Hong Leong, all of which is earning about 3 million ringgit per branch. So while it is extremely expensive to get into Public Bank, it makes sense to do so because of their operational efficiency.
7:52 right now, AirAsia X aims to increase operational capacity by 10 to 15% this year. And they say this is driven by increased flight frequency to Australia, as well as the introduction of new destinations. So the CEO, Benjamin Ismail, he said 3 new destinations will be added this year, in addition to that newly launched Auckland destination they have.
I wonder if AirAsia and AirAsia X will capitalize on Malaysia Airlines' troubles, including Mueller's imminent departure departure. We saw some comments coming in from their group CEO, Tan Sri Tony Fernandez. He has said that shame, he was a good guy. It's a loss to it's a loss for the industry.
How would they capitalize on on Malaysia Airlines' misfortune or Mueller leaving? I mean, I don't really see how that could come into play.
One of the operational efficiency that we talk about, which is normally said in the firm, the vocab of load factor, is that right now AirAsia and AirAsia X does have a higher load factor compared to Malaysia Airlines. And because of the troubles that we saw, the potential of Malaysia Airlines going a little bit more Sharia compliant because of the rudderless captain at the helm, AirAsia X in particular might capitalize on the regional business that Malaysia Airlines themselves are trying to position themselves towards too.
I think Christoph Mueller has made great strides in terms of regrouping what Malaysia Airlines have had to go through over the past few years. And the major immediate strategy is to really cut costs. And by doing that, this has resulted in strategies like just going regional and having that international tie through group sharing agreements. So, and this has allowed them to focus on a higher price premium type of service. I hear that they are refurbishing their business class and so on. So I think they are beginning to make some traction, get some traction in actually differentiating themselves from AirAsia. And in the past, that focus was really muddled because you had this revolving door with Khazanah, with the government, and government was like keeping them on life support and making it cheaper from Mars. It was really masking the true cost of doing business for Mars. But Christoph Mueller has just tried to put that right by focusing on the real cost of doing business for Malaysian Airlines.
The personality of AirAsia X is still Tan Sri Rafida Aziz. And yesterday, she's speaking about the growth potential of AirAsia X.
To date, AirAsia X Malaysia has carried a total of 2,024,884 guests to and from Japan and Kuala Lumpur up to now. And AirAsia X Thailand has carried so far 906,043 guests between Bangkok and Narita and Osaka. So combined, both our AirAsia X Malaysia and Thailand have now carried close to 3 million people so far. And we want to expand this number quickly with this very targeted destination that you have in Nishiko.
So that's Tan Sri Rafida Aziz speaking about the growth potential of AirAsia X. And of course, AirAsia X executed an IPO on the Bursa Malaysia, raising about 1 billion ringgit. That was predominantly attributed to Tan Sri Rafida. Of course, Rafida has been criticized by saying naive and callous in handling the defects at KLIA2 terminal. So she will definitely drive the business forward for better or worse.
7.55, the inflation numbers for the country came out yesterday. So Malaysia's inflation rate, as measured by the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, it rose by 2.6% from a year ago. According to expectations, expectations were about 3.4%.
Yeah, okay, so this is the biggest news of the day, in my opinion, in terms of trying to get Syntex on board. Because if you look at other segments, including beverages, housing, healthcare, and so on, the CPI prices actually rose 3 to 4%. But increases in alcoholic beverages and tobacco actually shot up close to 23%. So it's important for us to actually examine whether or not the players inside the Sin business, including alcohol, including the tobacco company, and not forgetting the gambling industry, are they going to be consumers? Are they going to go for alternative products rather than the official products? Are they going for illicit cigarettes rather than real cigarettes? Are they going for bootleg alcohol rather than the real alcohol being sold at the market?
Transportation actually came down by 8% according to the CPI figures. I guess no surprises there because of what's happening with crude oil prices.
Yeah, I just want a quick check for Malaysia's inflation rate. If we have the inflation rate under control, is that a cause for concern for Bank Negara?
Yeah, that's right. So Bank Negara has to actually examine the kind of price allowance under control. Is it time that Malaysia reduces everything, not just some of the products, not just critical products like food products, but everything must be left to market prices? This includes sugar, this includes oil, this includes everything else that you can think of. it might be important for us to embrace that cost overhead right now, but it does provide a real value of how things are, how expensive or cheap things are in the market. Right now, we can't have that view because prices are subsidized.
I think the other thing to be said about this declining inflation, I mean, last year it was much higher, but the estimates by analysts, expectations were around 3.4% and it achieved 2.6% in March. This idea of a fear of deflation, right? The whole world is really freaked out about deflation right now, and a lot of policies are being instituted to spur inflation. So there is that part of the world that is doing that, going against deflation.
Right.
Singapore, in fact, recently reached out to this idea by actually being accommodative. They want to stop extreme appreciation in their policy. So there was that major change of policy in Singapore recently, just to have growth pick up in that nation.
Yeah, but one thing is for certain, if we do remove subsidies, it's going to cost us a lot of money, and therefore I think GST will feature predominantly in trying to improve on the government's coffers.
Microsoft has said it is to stop manufacturing the Xbox 360 games console. This is 10 years after it launched. Has it been 10 years?
Yeah.
Xbox Bus.
I think this demands a moment of silence because of the
really?
Death of Xbox 360.
Are you sad over the demise of Xbox?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a gap between other consoles, including PS4 and Xbox. There's also this game console Wii by Nintendo is also being brought into the picture. But one thing is for certain, Microsoft needs to focus and its energy on improving its other businesses. The mobile business was, you know, very, very bad. I'm trying to not say a naughty word here. But it's also important for Microsoft to focus that possible arrangement with Yahoo that might take place real soon.
It's coming up to 8 o'clock now. After the bulletin, we will have the Breakfast Grill. Dr. Michael Jayakumar, Sungai Siput MP, with Dr. Ashok Zachariah Philip, the President of the Malaysian Medical Association, will be on a panel to discuss issues in the medical community. Stay tuned for that on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.